Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. Seems as though the research arm of my employer has dropped a number of security vulnerabilities they found. Of course, it was Hacker Summer Camp / Black Hat / DEF CON, so it's an opportune time to do that. I believe two of the issues were discussed at Black Hat and DEF CON. We had actual sessions. The others sort of happened around the same time, and and I have links to all four in the show notes. The WhatsApp thing, I've personally experienced the fact that you can use this vulnerability to make things be said on group chats that were never said. So spoofing messages, good fun. And I knew about it last year when they were showing it off. WhatsApp was told, or WhatsApp / Facebook was told, but they have not bothered to fix it yet. Apparently, it's still a thing. Maybe this will convince them that they should fix it. Not sure. The RDP vulnerability that I think even had Microsoft patching Windows XP at a certain point, that everybody scrambled about, that was a big thing. Well, apparently this vulnerability also impacts Hyper-V as well, because I guess you can connect to a Hyper-V virtual machine with RDP, and the same vulnerability applies there, and you could potentially use a compromised VM to attack the Hyper-V host, so you get VM escape, and that's potentially bad. And so Microsoft has fixed that apparently with patches. There was another issue with that actually impacts iPhones that has to do with SQLite, and apparently this is you can do things to a SQLite database that cause remote code execution. An interesting one that apparently has been an issue for a few years on iPhones is apparently you can use the Contacts app, which because SQLite is used for that database, and it can cause remote code execution on iPhones. And, I guess Apple will fix it, I would hope. But apparently they've known about it for 4 years. And, it's one of those things you can kind of look at from a security perspective and go, well, there has to be an unauthorized app on the phone. And that doesn't happen in the Apple ecosystem. So, why should we fix this? Well, apparently you can use the Contacts app to exploit it. And that sounds like a good reason to maybe fix the problem. And that was one that probably Apple could have fixed maybe silently without having to have something come out like this. Some security vulnerabilities that maybe aren't exploitable immediately can potentially fix those later. But 4 years seems like a long time to wait. So hopefully they'll fix that. And then the last one is, this is Internet of Things kind of thing. I guess cameras can now have Wi-Fi. I kind of missed this. And I guess it makes sense because you want to get the cameras, you want to get the photos off of like a digital camera as quickly as possible, maybe. And Wi-Fi seems to be more convenient than a cable for some reason. But it's also more convenient for malware too. And so certain Canon cameras, I guess, that are Wi-Fi accessible, it's possible to install ransomware on them, which is pretty, I guess the camera is also a computer, so it makes sense that maybe you could potentially do something bad and get it to install. Ransomware. So apparently Canon has fixed that. That's quite a lot of stuff to drop. So our researchers have definitely been looking at stuff. It's a good time of year to announce some of the stuff. There's a lot going on. A lot of research gets announced around Black Hat and DEF CON. So not shocking the timing. But there's links to all of those lovely things in the show notes from the Checkpoint Research folks, if you're interested. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com / PS on the web for more information.